WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. For about 350 non-resident students starting at Texas A&M this fall, their tuition rate could double.
The A&M System Board of Regents meeting tomorrow on the flagship campus will consider raising the non-resident tuition rate from $200 to $400 a credit hour. This is above the amount charged to undergraduate resident students. Administrators say this will generate another $2 million in revenue. Without the increase, Regents are told inflationary costs will be addressed through reduction in services or internal funding reallocations. Regents are in town for 2 days. On Friday morning, a workshop is scheduled to get an update on the progress of A&M's new campus master plan and hear about financial issues related to the Aggies' athletics and extracurricular programs. The only action item involving the flagship campus is considering a nearly $7 million second phase of A&M's equine complex at Harvey Mitchell Parkway and F&B Road. This would replace the former horse center on George Bush Drive. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
What began as a high-speed chase went into a manhunt yesterday north of Navasota. A man wanted on arrest warrants stopped off Highway 6 near FM 159 was able to run away and elude authorities for about 3 hours. Multiple law enforcement agencies on the ground and in the air found the man at sunset. Dinner for two Brazos County Sheriff's deputies at a North Bryan restaurant Monday night was interrupted by a man who witnessed a crash in the parking lot. That led to interviewing the driver who struck the parked car. That led to the arrest of 50-year-old Robin Lucas of Bryan for DWI with 3 prior convictions. Bryan school board members say the district will be penalized by the Texas Education Agency because it doesn't recognize some of the district's career and technology programs.
We're getting drug back into the 20th century with this.
During a board workshop on Monday, Ruthie Waller brought up an engineering AutoCAD program that does not apply to the state's new A through F rating system that benefited her son when he was in the Air Force Academy. Vice President Mark McCall is concerned about the local board losing control to the state.
I also think it's another way for the state to tell you what you need to do and not what we as a local community need to have done. I'll echo what I've heard in here from everybody. We'll commit to doing what's right for Bryan and, you know, take our punches along the way.
Bryan ISD administrators say the district's barbering and cosmetology programs are also not among the 67 programs recognized in the TEA's new grading system. Taking $45 from a cash register at the Walgreens at 29th and Briarcrest last September results in a 25-year prison sentence. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports 50-year-old William Boone of Bryan admitted to the robbery where two employees suffered minor injuries during a struggle. Prosecutors say Boone has spent most of the last 20 years behind bars as the result of property crimes in Polk and Harris counties. A Caldwell man was sentenced to 99 years in prison for molesting a 9-year-old girl in College Station over a 4-month period 3 years ago. The district attorney's office reported that the recent sentencing of 45-year-old Reginald Donnell Thomas followed a jury conviction in October of last year. WTAW News Time is about 9 minutes after 6. It's 65 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice agency. That means that W.E. Gibson subscribes to the Trusted Choice Pledge of Performance. That pledge states that we will work with you to identify the insurance products that are right for you and use our access to over 35 companies to deliver those products. It also states that we will thoroughly explain the coverages and options available to you. We will return your phone calls and emails promptly. We will commit our staff to continuing education so that they may be more knowledgeable in serving you. And most importantly, it states that we will treat you with respect and courtesy and that we will conduct our business under the highest ethical standards. W.E. Gibson has been doing business in this manner for over 130 years. We don't feel that you can get this kind of commitment and service by getting quotes on the internet or from an agent that represents just one company. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
Good morning at 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
It's going to be partly to mostly sunny and warm during today with high temperatures reaching about 80 to 85 degrees. Then clear and cooler weather settles in tonight, a low near 50. Mostly sunny skies and cooler on Thursday, upper 60s to about 70. Clear near 50 again for tomorrow night. And during the day Friday, partly to mostly sunny skies, a pleasant day, 72 to 76. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie men's basketball team hits the hardwood tonight. We'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy on the game. Meanwhile, Steve Sarkisian is headed to the Atlanta Falcons. And in the NBA, James Harden led the Rockets to a win over the Magic, while the Mavs fell at home to the Portland Trailblazers. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Well, this is, by the way, here we are. It's 6:11. It's going to be, what's the temperature going to be today? Like 85?
85.
Crazy. Set a record yesterday.
Breezy.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What record?
Oh, I think it was a record high.
Oh, really?
I think wow. I heard Bill Oliver say that.
Okay.
Yeah, so, okay. So now
but then it's tomorrow it cools back off.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Okay, so now my computer's not wanting to
all
work.
Right.
Okay, because so, I had a story, mm-hmm. an amazing story about a family that named, they're from Massachusetts, they named their child...
Tom, they should.
Amazing that happened. Can you imagine that? That's never happened before.
Never?
Yeah, I don't know about yeah. that.
They named their child Tom?
Yeah, after the Patriots.
Yeah, after
Tom
that quarterback
Brady.
Guy. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, so.
I will say I saw some highlights of the parade yesterday.
How was that?
It was pretty entertaining. And the cool thing, I will say, this is the cool thing about social media these days, is if you follow, you know, celebrities or professional athletes, you can get kind of inside looks. So Martellus Bennett was live streaming a lot of the parade. And because I follow him on Instagram, I mean, you're seeing what the players are seeing. So you've okay. got a, like kind of a bird's eye view from the top of this double-decker bus
yeah.
that they're riding down, well, whatever street
whatever
in Boston.
Whatever street they were. Yeah.
yeah. And it was pretty crazy. It was pretty cool.
Well, what can you say? By
and
the
then,
way,
you know, Gronk was like crushing beers that see, fans were throwing to him.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. He said, I didn't plan on partying, but the fans wanted me to party.
Of course.
And I wanted to make the fans happy.
Oh, yeah. That's the
like
idea.
That was like direct quote from Gronk.
Thank you, Gronk, for doing that. That was so good of you because that's, after all, what they wanted.
Of
and
course.
You can bet that's probably what they did.
Uh-huh.
No, actually, what happened is I think the baby was named Brady.
Okay.
But whatever.
That's cute. But that's say, yeah,
fine.
Whatever.
Close
yeah,
enough.
It's
yeah.
about the whole idea. Yeah. So you got that. And apparently, he did a commercial.
Oh, my gosh. What, this was so great.
Now, what did that...
So it was for an MRI company or
yeah,
a health company.
Right.
So he was sitting in the waiting room, okay. and you can see four of his rings on his hand. And the nurse comes out and says, "Hello, Mr. Brady. It's time for your MRI. If you could please put all of your jewelry and metal belongings in this locker."
Okay.
So he takes off his four rings, and she goes, "Is that all?" He goes, "Oh, wait, one more." And he goes, "Sorry, I forget about this one. It's kind of new." Gives her the ring, and she says, "We might need to get you a new locker. It's, you know, too small." And uh-huh. he goes, "Roger that."
Yeah, and he holds up a T-shirt or something, right? And it says, "Champs
so,
time five."
Oh, it was classic.
And apparently, he was wearing a Roger that T-shirt during the parade, right?
Oh, I didn't see that,
yeah.
but
I heard
I
about
be
that
surprised.
On
cross promotion on that.
Yeah, so good what for them to capitalize on that.
Yeah, but still, Roger Goodell's the commissioner, by right. golly. Mm-hmm. Just remember that.
Probably going to get fined yeah. or attempt to find
That's
him.
That's right, yeah, and he'll
no,
go.
No, I think Tom Brady's kind of untouchable at this point.
He's pretty much, yeah, for your basic football hero, he pretty mm-hmm. much takes care of all mm-hmm. that. So there you go, and then there was the story. Well, I'll just save it because my computer is not behaving well.
Okay.
I'm not happy with it. We're going to go to a commercial break and hope that things get better.
Yeah.
I'm gonna threaten it. I'm going to make a fist and shake my fist at it and see if that'll wake it up.
It is Wednesday.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
We got a lot of information.
And then we can actually have...
stories other than the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I do have another story about Houston and the Super Bowl now that it's gone.
Okay.
Because, I mean,
what's the aftermath?
Yeah, well, in 2 years, you know, you'll ask how many people where the Super Bowl was held, and people from, like, Utah won't even remember it was in Houston. So that's it.
Yeah.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Hey, there you go, 615. You're in the WC Tractor studio. WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So it's the 8th of Feb. It's Boy Scout Day. This is when they were founded.
Oh, cool.
It's now, it is going to be breezy today, and it's kite flying day.
Oh, perfect.
I don't know, you know, in some parts of the country, it's probably a little too chilly to be doing kite flying today, mm-hmm. but it's not going to be here. Winds are out of the southwest at 12 this morning, which is about what we had yesterday at this time. Laugh and get rich day. Yeah.
Am I rich?
Yeah, if you're laughing already.
I wish.
Yeah, I know you think this is a silly excuse for a holiday, but think about it. Laughing helps in everything we do.
It does.
Helps the tedious and boring moments of our life, and we get through them. So
indeed.
Do that. It's English Toffee Day.
Mm-hmm.
Or Molasses Bar Day. I've never heard it called that. Opera Day. Okay. It's love makes the world go round, but laughter keeps us from getting dizzy weak.
Really?
I don't.
Right. I totally forgot to celebrate that last year, right, so I'm glad you reminded
me. That's right. So don't forget, today is the second day of dump that insignificant jerk or the significant jerk so that you don't have to buy them a gift for Valentine's Day. All right, we got some birthdays.
We do have some birthdays. Bethany Hamilton is 27. She was that surfer who had her arm bitten off by the shark.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they made a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Soul Surfer, I believe it was called. Cecily Strong is 33. She plays Melania Trump on SNL, if you've seen her. Seth Green is 43. Mm-hmm. He's obviously the guy who created Robot Chicken and was in the Austin Powers movie, movies and all that stuff. Voices Chris on Family Guy. The Big Show, Paul White from the WWE.
All right.
Hey. He's 45. He's a large man. Stephanie Courtney is 47. You'd know her as Flo from the Progressive ads.
Flo.
She's pretty funny.
She is Flo, yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to do anything else. She probably makes pretty good bread.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems kind of like they're starting to transition from her to the little redheaded guy.
Oh, okay.
Like, kind of trying to make him the new Flo.
Okay, yeah.
But that's just what I've gleaned.
Well, you never know about contract negotiations.
True.
You know, it could be that time.
Mm-hmm. Vince Neil from Motley Crue is 56. John Grisham, the author behind The Firm and The Client
Rainmaker. He's written a few.
Just a few.
62. Mary Steenburgen is 64 today.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Creed Bratton is 74. Now, he's funny. He plays Creed on The Office.
That's right.
And, you know, he plays this kind of character who's kind of like a burnout, kind of weird and all this stuff, and was apparently in a band back in the 60s. Well, he really was. He played guitar in the Grassroots.
Oh, nice.
In the 60s.
Yeah, the
pretty
real
cool
thing.
Yeah. Nick Nolte is 76.
And collecting bets.
Yeah.
Collecting bets. He's lived a very interesting life.
Indeed,
no doubt.
He has.
Lots of stories to tell.
Ted Koppel.
Oh.
Is 77
wow.
today.
Right. Okay.
And John Williams.
Oh, Star Wars, dude?
Yeah. Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Jaws, Super 8. He's won like 50 Oscars, I believe, is the deal.
Oh my
is that
gosh.
Right?
Yeah. With 85. He's 85 today.
Okay.
And he's won 21 Grammy Awards, 3 Emmys, 4 Golden Globes, and been nominated for 50 Academy Awards.
Okay.
But holds the record for the most Oscar nominations for a living person.
Jeez.
Crazy, right? Yep. He's only won 5 times.
Apparently. Are they nominating dead people now? Or there was somebody who's passed who had more than
had
him.
More. Maybe,
okay,
yeah.
I got you. Okay, all right, there we go. Okay, Pittsburgh police have charged a man for being stupid.
Well,
we can do that now.
Yeah, finally. You really can't actually. Sweet. I guess we're charging him with being stupid. He was drunk and fighting with police And
Stupid.
After he was found semi-conscious behind the wheel wearing pink lingerie.
Oh, yep. Stupid.
So there you go. Okay. Yeah, 51-year-old David Marchese was there in his car. The car was running, but he was apparently going in and out of consciousness in the middle of an intersection.
I hate when that happens.
Yesterday afternoon in Pittsburgh. Oh. If it was in Boston, it had been okay, but it was in Pittsburgh.
He was sad the Steelers lost the Super Bowl.
Right. Shockingly, police found that there was an open bottle of whiskey.
And two
guns in the car.
Shocking.
Yes. He kicked at officers and threatened them.
Wait, can we go back to the pink lingerie?
Yeah, well, I know. The story keeps getting worse and worse.
So, yeah, he was loaded up on at least alcohol and had the guns in the car with the ammunition and the pink lingerie. And it doesn't say what the lingerie was. We don't know if it was a teddy. If it was a broad panty.
I don't need to know.
I know. It's just basically the whole idea of making how many bad decisions
in one fell swoop.
Yeah.
Truth. And nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So the alt-left is apparently suffering a bout of amnesia while they continue to hysterically denounce President Trump and his executive order. They seem to have forgotten that President Obama used his executive authority to limit and restrict the entry of immigrants and non-immigrants into the U.S. a whopping 19 times. According to a new Congressional Research Service report entitled Executive Authority to Exclude Aliens, the last five presidents have all taken similar measures. Now, here's the breakdown of how many times each of the past five presidents issued the orders. Ronald Reagan, 5 times. George Herbert Walker Bush, 1 time. Bill Clinton, 12 times. George W. Bush, 6 times. And the winner by a mile is Barack Obama, 19 times. So where was the Democratic outrage when Obama and Clinton did this?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, there's no one like your Valentine, so this year, treat them to an unforgettable gift that is so unique that they will love. I've been sending Sherry's berries for years. Everybody loves them. We're talking about the best of the best freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries in a beautiful gift box, only $19.99 plus shipping, or for a limited time only. You can double the berries for just $10 more. Now you just need my code to take advantage of this great deal. Just put in the name Hannity. Hurry, this amazing deal is limited. All right, so with Valentine's Day right here, here's the only way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped delicious strawberries from Sherry's Berries, $19.99. Double the berries for $5 more. An exclusive offer for you, my listeners, only when you use the promo code Hannity. Go to their website. See how beautiful they are. Berries, BERRIES.com. Click on the microphone, upper right-hand corner. Put in my last name, Berries, BERRIES.com. Click on the microphone and put in my name, Hannity, and she will love you for it.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. The Walt Disney Company issued a good news, bad news report for its fiscal first quarter. The entertainment giant said it had a smashing success with the latest installment of the Star Wars franchise, Rogue One, but its cable operations were pressured by the performance of ESPN amid declining advertising. Overall, Disney reported a drop in profit in the quarter as revenue fell 3%. In after-hours trading, Disney shares are down a fraction. Shares of Minneapolis-based Buffalo Wild Wings are down more than 4% in late trading. The restaurant chain reported fourth-quarter results that fell short of expectations. The company said it had a tough December, but promotions and its loyalty program are showing good results so far for the current quarter. The broader market moved higher today with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 37 points. The NASDAQ Composite gained 10 to a fresh record high. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. The IRS is making decisions for you. If you are getting a tax credit, refunds won't be dispersed until February 15th. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Forget leaving your Christmas decorations up too long. This story is going to inspire you to leave your Halloween decorations up well into the spring. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. A 27-year-old guy named Anthony Mitchell, no relation, broke into a house in Omaha, Nebraska last week to steal some stuff. But the guy who lives there came home and confronted him. Anthony tried to run out the front door, but when he got to the porch, he slipped on an old pumpkin that was sitting out there. That's kind of gross, but fortunate for the homeowner that it was there. The guy slammed his head into the ground. He had to be rushed to a hospital with a cracked skull, and once he recovers, he'll be facing burglary charges. Yeah, I would imagine so. But this is the kind of thing that might inspire you to leave your holiday decorations up, whether it's Halloween because of the old pumpkin, or whether it's Christmas decorations if you've got a Home Alone thing going on, or maybe even Easter. You know, who knows? He might slip on a hard-boiled egg. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Hey, good morning. It's 627. Let's do some weather. Brought to you this morning by folks at Nationwide Insurance. That's Mike Kilgore. Insurance for your family, for your business. Nationwide is on your side. You can call the Kilgore Agency at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here's a real non-February forecast.
It's going to be partly to mostly sunny and warm during today, with high temperatures reaching about 80 to 85 degrees. Then clear and cooler weather settles in tonight, a low near 50. Mostly sunny skies and cooler on Thursday, upper 60s to about 70. Clear near 50 again for tomorrow night. And during the day Friday, partly to mostly sunny skies, a pleasant day, 72 to 76. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
There is one thing in a marriage or relationship that, if you could eliminate it from that relationship, would make it so much better. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Guys, Valentine's Day is next week. Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the right corner, and enter code 6868. But hurry, this deal expires this Friday. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Think about it. She gets a beautiful bouquet, and you get to sit back and look awesome, all for an amazing price. It's a no-brainer. One dozen stunning assorted roses, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a vase for free. Fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift. Pro Flowers makes Valentine's Day easy. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 6868. That's proflowers.com, secret code 6868.
Keeping your love relationship happy and joyful can be difficult. Why?
Most people live in their defenses, and most relationships are defensive relationships. People seldom ever get to know each other.
Dr. Harvel Hendricks, author of the book Making Marriage Simple, says one of the most important ingredients to a successful relationship is
safety, so that I can feel connected with my partner, we can feel connected with each other, and feel joyful. That's a great relationship. So then we've been observing what prevents that from happening. And we discovered that there's one thing that prevents it from happening, and that's negativity. And by negativity, we mean any interaction that devalues one of the partners.
because negativity causes defensiveness in the other person.
So if I roll my eyes or grunt or groan or say, what? And I put in this negative intensity, I'm putting you down. Your brain is not going to do anything but protect itself. And the first protection is to defend itself back by saying, I don't like your tone of voice, or it's left, not right, or so you go into mutual fighting.
While there is no simple fix to this, Dr. Hendricks says,
just the awareness that negativity is the enemy of joy and connection and safety helps couples regulate their transactions more.
Tomorrow, improving how couples talk to each other. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board and administrators take issue with the Texas Education Agency not including some of the district's career and technology programs that can be applied to the state's new A through F accountability rating system. Board President Trey Moore says he's willing to take the hit on the district's grade if it means students are ready to enter the workforce.
That's ultimately more important than chasing a certification just for sake of getting points on an A through F scale.
Board member Ruthie Waller says the state does not recognize the district's cosmetology and barber program in its ratings.
We even have a Spanish unit of cosmetology with the instructor who speaks Spanish, graduating girls who can go to work anywhere, and many of them are bilingual. Well, how much more ready can a kid be for the workforce?
The board relayed its position last Friday to Representative John Rainey and will do so this Friday when they meet with Representative Kyle Cassell. Before visiting with a delegation from the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce yesterday, Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner was on WTAW's The Infomaniacs. Topics included proposals restricting the ability of local governments to raise property taxes.
I think it's right that the legislature looks at the overall tax burden of Texas property owners and looks at how fast taxing entities can raise their tax rate, and also looks at how our appraisal system is and whether or not we need reforms to make it more fair and consistent across the state.
While the Senate passed its first bill yesterday, and more are expected before the end of next week, Schwertner had an observation about the lack of activity in the Texas House.
The House hasn't actually even decided on committees yet, so they always start a little bit slower, but they need to get moving, actually, so that we can get the people's work done by May 29th.
Yeah, when we talk to our reps, they're as anxious as anybody
they
else.
Are. They're kind of twiddling their thumbs a little bit right now. They don't have much to do because committees aren't meeting.
In addition to voting on a new ethics bill, Schwertner met yesterday with a delegation from the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents starts 2 days of meetings on the flagship campus tomorrow morning.
The regents are considering only one new construction project locally. That's a nearly $7 million second phase of A&M's equine complex near Harvey Mitchell Parkway and F&B Road. This will replace facilities at the former Horse Center on George Bush Drive, which was leveled to make room for the Park West development of student housing and commercial business. If approved, construction would start next month and open in December of next year. Regents are also holding two workshop meetings. Friday morning, regents are scheduled to get a progress report on A&M's new campus master plan and financial issues related to the Aggies athletics and extracurricular programs. And another A&M system school may be getting a new football stadium. Regents will talk about possibly replacing Kimbrough Stadium in Canyon, the home field of West Texas A&M. That follows Prairie View's new stadium last year and the expanded Kyle Field 2 years ago. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
What began as a high-speed chase went into a manhunt yesterday north of Navasota. A man wanted on arrest warrants stopped off Highway 6 near FM 159 was able to run away and elude authorities for about 3 hours. Multiple law enforcement agencies on the ground and in the air found the man at sunset. A local man awaiting trial on a charge of stealing $2,500 of items from a storage shed last April is back in jail. Bryan police received a tip during the 2 o'clock hour yesterday morning that 30-year-old Tristan Moreta broke a window of a parked pickup at the Presidio Apartments on Finfeather. According to the arrest report, Moreta was still in the truck when officers arrived. Following a foot chase and a struggle, Moreta was arrested for 2 vehicle burglaries, evading and resisting arrest, and giving a false name. Moreta is also being held on 3 Bryan municipal court warrants and 4 district court criminal cases. A Bryan man has admitted to 4 sets of crimes that took place 2 and 3 years ago. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports 30-year-old Ryan Walton received a 17-year prison sentence for assaulting a former girlfriend, threatening to kill a man after firing several shots in the air and kicking in a door to a second ex-girlfriend's and threatening her with a gun. Walton has been in jail since last June when prosecutors say he was in possession of drugs and a large amount of cash. What started as a simple theft at a local store last September ended as a robbery because there was a struggle which left 2 employees with minor injuries. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports 50-year-old William Boone of Bryan admitted to taking $45 from a cash register at the Bryan Walgreens at 29th and Briarcrest. Boone, who did not have a weapon, was sentenced to 25 years due to his prior criminal history. In last October, a Brazos County District Court jury convicted a Caldwell man of repeatedly sexually assaulting a 9-year-old girl in College Station over a 4-month period 3 years ago. The DA's office reported last week that 45-year-old Reginald Donnell Thomas was sentenced to 99 years. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 65 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
Wegward Inc. in Calvert is a tractor supply company that offers the small town attention you miss with large town dealers. At Wegward Inc., you'll always get upfront, no-hassle pricing on Massey Ferguson and Coyote tractors. And with spring right around the corner, it's time to get ready to take care of those weeds. Stop in now to see their 300 and 500-gallon spray rigs in stock and special pricing on 12-foot Batwing shredders by Bushwhacker. Go see Lance and Joe at Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert. Visit WegwardInc.com or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and full of local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Mark your calendars, February 11th and 12th, for the 2017 Home and Garden Expo at the Brazos County Expo Center. Brought to you by Budget Blinds and EcoZap Pest Control. The Home and Garden Expo is your one-stop shop to learn about building and renovation, banking and insurance, gardening and pools, outdoor toys, and more. With many experienced vendors and a full schedule of seminars, you're sure to leave with new ideas and inspirations. Visit HomeExpoBCS.com for more info. That's HomeExpoBCS.com.
Good morning. It's 6:39. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Do some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
It's going to be partly to mostly sunny and warm during today with high temperatures reaching about 80 to 85 degrees. Then clear and cooler weather settles in tonight, a low near 50. Mostly sunny skies and cooler on Thursday, upper 60s to about 70. Clear near 50 again for tomorrow night. And during the day Friday, partly to mostly sunny skies. A pleasant day, 72 to 76. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy as the A&M men's basketball team gets set to face Missouri at Reed tonight. Meanwhile, we'll look forward to the women's basketball game tomorrow night against Alabama. And in the NBA, the Rockets secured a win over the Magic thanks to James Harden, but the Mavericks couldn't hold off the Trailblazers in Dallas. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so the federal judges listened to the arguments yesterday. I think it started about 5 o'clock our time. Did it all by telephonically. Three-judge federal panel from the court consisted of a judge that was appointed by Jimmy Carter. Remember him? He was a president.
Yeah. He did some stuff, didn't
he? And then a guy who was appointed by George W. Bush and a guy who was appointed by Barack Obama. Excuse me, a lady who was Barack Obama. So they got to hear the arguments. Was the state of Washington and one other state are talking about the whole ban thing. And, you know, that'll come out, and I guess it'll end up in the Supreme Court. We'll see. In the meantime, Melania Trump, that's, you know, the first lady.
Yep.
Now, she's got a libel suit against the Daily Mail. Okay, it's a paper over there in Britain. It's a tabloid. And they had said terrible things about her. Now, they've apologized and all that, but she still wants damages totaling $150 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The lawsuit was filed Monday in the state Supreme Court in New York. Now, the problem is that what she is saying is that these rumors that were spread about her in the tabloid, that she'd worked for an escort service at some point, would cost her money after the presidency was over, because there is significant value basically in being the first lady, and that she's going to cash in on that. So they're saying that the article, quote, impugned her fitness to perform her duties as first lady of the United States. And the problem is there's this emoluments clause in the U.S. Constitution, which says you can't make money, you can't take gifts out of being president and first lady and stuff like that.
Right.
And they've talked about this already when it comes to him, and, you know, that he can't be making money while he's the president of the United States. And now here she is saying that she directly will profit by being first lady. And she's hurt because of this story that was in the paper. So that may have been a rut-row.
Interesting.
Yeah. Shouldn't have done that. But we'll see. Yesterday, former President Barack Hussein Obama posted a video of himself. He was kite surfing with billionaire Richard Branson in the Virgin Islands.
Oh, so, of course.
There you go.
So he took a vacation from taking all those vacations as president.
That's right. Okay, exactly. Right. Wait till he tries to get back in the country.
Hey-o!
I'm sorry. In the meantime, yesterday the president had some kind of a law enforcement get-together. I don't know if you heard about the sheriff of Rockwall was there, Texas. And the sheriff was talking about a piece of legislation in the Texas Senate that bothered him somewhat. And Trump laughingly said, what's the senator's name will ruin his career.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, really? And again, people laughed, and then people got upset. He didn't name the senator. We don't know who the senator is, but anyway. But he did talk about the former president's adopted hometown of Chicago, and said that
President Trump lamenting the 4,400 shootings and nearly 800 homicides in Chicago last year.
It's worse than some of the places that we read about in the Middle East. We have wars going on.
Reverend Ira Acree's Greater St. John Bible Church is in Chicago's most violent district.
It's a war zone. That's why Donald Trump picked up a lot of traction. Because people who live in these neighborhoods, they know the trauma and the danger that we face all the time.
Reverend Acree firing off a letter to the White House inviting the president to come and visit his neighborhood to see firsthand how dangerous it is. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Okay.
So you're the president of the United States. Yeah. Come see how dangerous my neighborhood is.
Yeah, my thought
maybe
is...
Maybe you'll survive.
Yeah, let's show him a video, okay? Because once he gets there, it'll be a different situation.
That too.
Yeah. And, you know, when the streets are empty or there are children with flowers standing there. He can't say, oh, what a horrible place this is.
Right, mm-hmm. when he's got, you know, hundreds of secret security, you know, scoping things out.
Yeah,
right.
Better that you see police videos or news videos from that area, and then you can, and then if you want to go.
That's a more accurate depiction.
Yeah. But that's, president, most dangerous area, that doesn't.
Come to my most dangerous neighborhood.
Yeah, that's probably not going to work.
Trump tweet.
Let's do this. What do we got out there today?
We do have a couple. So he did tweet a picture of the National Sheriff's Association and said, in honor having the National Sheriff's Association join me at the White House. Incredible men and women who protect and serve 24/7, 365. Thank you.
All right.
And then he goes on yesterday, it is a disgrace that my full cabinet is still not in place, the longest such delay in the history of our country. Obstruction by Democrats.
Yeah.
And then just this morning, about 40 minutes ago, he said, if the U.S. does not win this case, as it is so obviously should, we can never have the security and safety to which we are entitled, politics.
Yeah.
I love his one word.
Yeah,
like, you know,
yeah, exactly.
Sign off.
Yelling. Yeah,
politics.
Exactly.
Politics.
Got Congressman Bill Flores in about 45 minutes. We also talked to John Rainey today, and we also talked to Mayor Nelson today.
It's Chit-Chat Wednesday.
It is. It's a Chit-Chat Wednesday. And yesterday, in a, I don't know, I guess it was supposed to, or last night, it was supposed to be a debate between Bernie Sanders and Ted Cruz on CNN. It lasted 90 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I saw previews of this.
And they tried to make it look like a heavyweight fight or
something.
Right,
exactly.
You know, that's fine.
The funny part was all the people who were confused as to why they were debating, because they were like, but the election's been over for 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay, but there's still senators debating an issue.
Yeah, they are. And that's fine. And I didn't watch a second of it, but everything seems to indicate basically was a rehash of the things that they said when they were trying to become president of the United States. This is what it'll do. This is what it won't do. And it's probably bad. Even though Cruz is a good spokesperson, it's probably not good to have one person out there trying to talk about what the Republicans' plan is, because I don't know that they've got a plan they want to share.
Yeah. Right.
And, okay, fine, they want to repeal Obamacare. We understand that. But if you're not ready to say,
here's
we
what
do
we're
this,
do.
We do this, and when we do it, then, yeah. But anyhow, they got a chance to fill up an hour and a half last night, and I suppose it's probably online if you want to go see it. All right, that's it, 6:46.
The date, and join Hospice Brazos Valley on Saturday, February 18th, for Hospice Happenings 2017. Fabulous Vegas Nights. Relive the 1960s Vegas while dining and dancing to music performed by the Texas Unlimited Band. Let luck be a lady at the casino gaming tables and silent auction. Enjoy an evening of fun at Brazos County Expo and support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care to our community. For more information, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org. Fabulous Vegas Nights. Be there or bust.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you see it on the internet, it has to be true. Well, a quick glance through your spam filter will clear that up quickly. But it's still amazing what people are willing to say and even believe. Sometimes it's for greed, and sometimes it's from ignorance. All you can say is, oh my, what must you have been thinking? I'll be back to set the horticultural facts straight right after this message. It seems like these days that temporary storage facilities are on every street corner. But let's do some math. For what you're paying in yearly costs for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. Mueller Backyard Building Kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design, and they're priced right. Mueller kits come in a variety of sizes with more than 30 colors to choose from, adding style to your storage space. If you need a larger solution, Mueller's pre-engineered Standard Series storage buildings can accommodate accommodate almost any need. Whether it's a smaller space for a lawnmower, a place for cars, boats, or even an RV, you can have peace of mind that a Mueller Metal Building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Mueller, made in America and made to last. My spam filter and I received a news release not too long ago. It encouraged us not to kill mistletoe, to leave it alone in our trees. The release continued with this little gem of a line. Trees infested with mistletoe die early because of the parasitic growth, producing dead trees useful to nesting birds and mammals. Oh, my goodness. While I'm a bird and mammal lover, I'm first and foremost a horticulturist. I don't want dead trees all around my landscape. I have a reputation for encouraging people not to commit crepe murder, not to top their crepe myrtles. What are they thinking? Why are they doing that? And topping does not increase the flower count. It doesn't make them bloom better. It ruins their form. If you have a crepe myrtle that's too tall, take it out or move it to a location where it has more room. There are plenty of smaller varieties available to you. I hear a lot of people say ornamental grasses are beautiful in the winter, all those dried leaves blowing in the wind. Well, that one's completely subjective. I lean toward seeing brown grasses as dead-looking fire hazards and rodent refuges. I love ornamental grasses in moderation, but we have gone way too far. They are not good long-term replacements for low shrubs and ground covers. They're much better as accents within perennial beds or used to complement annuals. As for their seeds attracting many species of wild birds, that's undoubtedly true, but the birds don't eat all the seeds, and the grasses like inland sea oats and maiden grass self-sow themselves freely throughout your landscape. They become weeds. And when we get back into dry times, anytime that happens, it's sure to bring on foundation problems. Those in turn lead to suggestions that trees and shrubs near houses have to go. That concerns me. While I'm certainly not a structural engineer, it seems to me that our foundation problems stem more back to the expansive, contractive behavior of many of our clay soils in Texas. Even houses with no landscaping struggle when soil moisture levels change dramatically. It's only my opinion, but I believe that many trees and most shrubs are innocent bystanders, not the major source of the problem. So I think I would talk to a skilled arborist. You can talk to a structural engineer too, but get an arborist out there on hand. And finally, the most unbelievable things I see come from the soil amendments. We do not require companies to prove their claims on soil amendments. You can claim anything. Be very doubtful. Be very careful. I'm Neil Sperry. Be sure the plant fits its surroundings in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. The Aggie men's basketball team takes aim at their fourth SEC win in their last five league games tonight inside Reed Arena as they face Missouri during the first of two regular season meetings against the Tigers. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on Mizzou.
Recently, they started making shots. They shot the ball well against Arkansas. Throughout the year, they've played really good defense. They've just struggled scoring. And like a lot of teams, including us, we've struggled scoring at times. And so, but the one thing I give them a lot of credit for. They compete every game, and I think Kim Anderson's done a really good job keeping his team going the right direction.
An Aggie win would knot the all-time series between the schools on the hardwood, which dates back to 1969 at 16-16. Tip-off for tonight's game is scheduled for 7:30 with pregame at 7, and you can catch all the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, the A&M women's basketball team looks for its eighth straight conference home win, hosting Alabama tomorrow night for the 11th annual Beat the Hell Out of Breast Cancer game. Tip-off for that game's at 7 p.m. with pregame at 6:45, and you can hear that one on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Elsewhere in college basketball, Jarrett Allen scored 17 points, grabbed 9 rebounds, and made 2 free throws with just over 7 seconds left to give Texas a 67-65 victory over Iowa State last night. Matt Thomas, who led Iowa State with 17 points, missed a long 3-pointer at the buzzer. Thomas finished 5-for-10 shooting from 3. In the NFL, the Atlanta Falcons have hired Steve Sarkisian to replace offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan. Sarkisian was head coach of the University of Washington and Southern California before a one-game run as Alabama's offensive coordinator. Sarkisian inherits the NFL's top offense under MVP quarterback Matt Ryan and All-Pro receiver Julio Jones. In Major League Baseball, All-Star reliever Will Harris is guaranteed $5 million in his two-year contract with the Houston Astros. The 32-year-old right-hander had 12 saves and 68 relief appearances last season, his second with the Astros. Meanwhile, it appears that Mike Napoli is coming back to Texas. A person with knowledge of the situation says the slugger and the Rangers are working on a deal. Napoli would replace Golden Glove first baseman Mitch Moreland, who signed a free agent deal with Boston after last season. In the NBA,
Harden comes left, running a pick into the paint. Little teardrop runner is good for James. 25 for James Harden on just 6 of 17 from the field.
James Harden had 25 points and 13 assists as the Houston Rockets built a big lead early and held off a late rally to get a 128-104 win over the Orlando Magic last night. It's Houston's second straight win and the 10th loss in 13 games for the Magic. In Dallas,
CJ dribbling left. Now around a pick by Plumlee. A near side three on the way. Yes, sir!
CJ McCollum scored 32 points, the last two on a runner in the lane with less than a second left to give the Portland Trailblazers a 114-113 win over the Dallas Mavericks last night. McCollum's shot capped a final minute in which the two teams traded leads six times, and Dirk Nowitzki hit two clutch three-pointers, the second to potential game winner with just under 4 seconds left. McCollum scored Portland's last 7 points. And out on the ice, rookie sensation Austin Matthews scored his team-leading 25th goal, and the scuffling Toronto Maple Leafs picked up a much-needed victory by beating the Dallas Stars 3-1 last night. Curtis McElhinney made 39 saves as the Maple Leafs won for the second time in 6 games. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Thanks, Brad. About 4 minutes till now. You may remember a long time ago, Richard Nixon tried to reach out to the Chinese with a sporting event. They called it ping pong diplomacy, where we sent ping pong players over there, and they brought them over here. And if you ever saw any of that, you know, if you've seen it in the Olympics, but they stand like 12, 15 feet back from the end of the table.
Yeah.
Not like the rest of us normal who stand right up there.
Or if you've seen Forrest Gump.
Oh, that's right. Or Forrest Gump. That's right. Same thing.
Deal, yeah.
Well, here we go. Fast forward to 2017. Pootie Poot trying to set up a hockey game against a team of U.S. American hockey players. As you know, the Russian president likes to strap it on and go. I mean, he loves to get on them skates and play hockey. So he played Russia's Night Hockey League Stars game in May. And, of course, everybody has to let him get the puck and score a goal. If not, you'll never hear from him again. And some former NHL players in 2015 and scored 8 goals. 8 goals.
Wow.
Well, the New Jersey Courier-Post reports the exhibition game, if they have it, would be against a team of former Philadelphia Flyers players who are doing 3 games in Russia, Feb 16, 18, and 20. Will they take it easy on Putin?
I don't know.
Former players, defenseman Joe Watson, who organized the trip and got the squad together, said, "He'll have to earn it from us, as far as we're concerned. We may be stuck in Siberia, but what the hell? We're going to have a good time." Yeah, there will be partying. I'm sure there'll be plenty of vodka when it's over.
Plenty of vodka shots.
Yeah, so you got that. Oh, and by the way, while we're on that, the 2020 Olympics, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
In Tokyo, the Olympic Committee says they're going to make the medals out of recycled electronic devices.
Oh, that makes sense.
What does that mean? Aren't they supposed to be, are they still going to be silver, gold, and bronze?
I was going
to
say, they have metal requirements here.
Yeah.
Maybe it's going to be titanium. That'll be the new gold medal. The titanium one. Yeah.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Brenham National Bank would like for all of you to take advantage of the safety and security of BNB's chip debit cards. If your BNB debit card is not chip-enabled, come by one of our lobbies and walk out with your new chip debit card. You get to choose a card image from our wide selection of choices and your own four-digit PIN. Not a BNB customer? Come by. We'll fix you up. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications. Two-Way Radio, a better way.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and full of local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
What's the difference between getting your license and becoming a safe driver? At Safeway Driving, know it's the number of hours spent training behind the wheel. That's why we offer a variety of packages to train drivers of all skill levels. Getting a license is not a rite of passage. It's a learned skill, and just like any other skill, it takes hours of practice to hone. It's time to take your driver training seriously and take it with Safeway Driving. To get on the road to safe driving, go to SafewayDriving.com or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8377.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. May be a little bit of fog out there in some low-lying areas, so watch for that. 85 for a high temperature today. Tonight down to about 48 or so. Tomorrow, pleasant, 67. It'll be 72 on Friday. Back up near 80 on Saturday with some clouds rolling back in. 65 now.